river. He directed me.
East of the river. I'm an addict. My name is Kenny. And it's because of God's grace and beautiful people like you that I stand here today clean with some semblance of sanity. And I always felt like this little character here. This is Piglet. And in Narcotics Anonymous, what I found out is that we deal with our feelings. And all my life, I felt like that no one would recognize me. There was a lot of shame. There was a lot of guilt, denial, delusion. And I need to tell you that I came from a family, one of the motherfucking families that you want to run off the block. You know, I know all y'all, you know, probably had one family like that. But I always knew in the midst of all that madness and confusion that I was going through, I knew that there was a better way. I come from a single parent, and she did the very best that what she could do. And I don't blame her, but I understand that she was taught very little. But what really bothered me, I think, I knew very early on that something was wrong. Something was wrong when I had to pull that little red wagon down to this building to get this cheese. And that, man, you know, that shit was crazy, man. And then what make it so bad, we were poor, and then when you go to school, they look at you, and they would, back then they were cruel, they would joan on you, and they would tell you, because you had holes in your clothes, and they would say, I could tell by that, I could tell by your knees, you eating that welfare cheese, and all that crazy, I'm saying, damn, and then the day you go buy a pair of jeans a day with holes in them, they want to charge you $300-$400. You know, so I was really confused, and you know, I just didn't know. So I sought out to use drugs. And let me tell you something, drugs did exactly what it was supposed to do, fuck me up. Crack cocaine. And I need to also tell you that I have a thought disorder. I've done the wrong thing for at least 40 years of my life. And that's a long time of doing the wrong thing. Today I'm trying to do the right thing. So I came in Narcotics Anonymous. I'm just coming off an anniversary. April the 3rd, made 28 years. And because of people like you that I stayed here, one thing I know that Narcotics Anonymous has never lied to me. Never. So to get into the steps, I didn't come in on step 10. They told me to get a sponsor, and I hope all you all have one. I hope you not like me after getting some time around here. I didn't have a sponsor for about 2 or 3 years, you know, and because I thought I knew something. And I need to tell you all that what I've concluded, that my way don't work, my way has never worked, and it's been suggested by all of you all in this room. Whenever I go up into my office, I should be accompanied by an adult. And there's growing evidence that I need to continue to keep coming back. I need to keep coming back until further notice. So in getting a sponsor, I had to work with this guy, you know, and they would tell me stuff like, because I was new and I was saying all this nonsense, and he used to tell me, you don't know no better. And they used to say, come on, I'm going to show you. I'm going to teach you. You know, the first question he asked me was, what fellowship you want to be in? And I was young then, and I said, well, I want to be an old-timey NA. He said, okay. So he took me through the steps. And I'm not going to, you know, spend too much time on these steps, but because this is a 10-step meeting. But just to give you an idea about me, and the first step for me, the only thing the first step says to Kenny is stop. Stop. I realized that I didn't have a drug problem. Drugs only said you have a problem because it became a problem after prolonged and continuous use. And after you all had sold me procaine, cocaine, rocks, parsley, I still had to come back for more. More. So when you ask me my drug of choice, I don't put a description on it. My drug of choice is more. any damn thing to make me feel good, anything that will relieve me from the pain that I felt inside. And so I did that first step, you know, and I kept coming, and I had to come to believe in something greater than me. And I always had a higher power, you know, whether it was a woman, God, or something, anything greater than me to make me feel good, then I would take it to the extreme, believing in something greater than me. And we say verbatimly around here that insanity is doing the same thing, expecting different results. I'm learning that insanity is knowing what results in doing any damn way, refusing to adhere to spiritual principles. You know they got, you know, 24% interest credit cards, and you going, that's legalized loan shocking, man. So I had to learn this. I pay total homage to my sponsor because, you know, and for people that came before me because they waited for this crazy motherfucker. They waited for me, man. And if you don't think you're crazy, you know, check your story out. Because what I realize is that normal people don't do what we do. Normal people do critical reasoning. If they wreck their car because they use drugs, they stop. they stop. You know, they don't do that. You know, but I always said that, you know, you sold me the wrong package. I'm not going to smoke as much as I smoked last time. You know, I can remember back in the 70s, you know, when the Atlanta Disease Control Center, it's their job to put out warnings, and they put out that they had Mexican mud on 14th Street, and then it was killing people, and they said it killed 7 people. I didn't hear that. I thought it said it may kill 7 people, possibly kill 7 people. You know, something is wrong with me. And then, you know, I started smoking that, stuff, and like, man, you all saw my brother some of that shit they call Boat. Love Boat, Lunch Meat, Hinkley. And the guy was bigger than me, right? And he took that stuff and he smoked it, and I did what, you know, any loving family member would do. You know, he tripped out, and I called the authorities, and they came and rescued him. And one of the guys came over to me and said, well, why do people do that, sir? And I said, I don't know, but I need to be honest and tell y'all, I went in the trash can and I got what he threw in the trash can, and I said, I'm going to smoke mine a little slower. Something is wrong with me. I am crazy. Normal people don't come to Narcotics Anonymous. They don't come in here, y'all. Let me tell you something. So then in that third step, you know, I had to make a decision to turn my will. Step 3. How freely are you going to turn your will over? How freely? And let me tell you something, Kenny, when you truly surrender, it's not your fight. God is slow, but he always on time. And he ain't going to put you no place where grace can't keep you. So how does that work for a guy like me? Because I used to be one of the ones that say, I took my will back. You never surrendered. Because I want to do what I want to do at all costs. So with that faith and that hope, you know, I made a decision to go on with the rest of the program. And that's when it gets serious. You know, they used to say, oh, step 4, I'm going to run you out the room, da-da-da-da-da. You know, and I was so self-centered. They say that if you want to find out if you have any defects of character, get into a relationship. And that's where all of them will come out. As long as you're by yourself, you won't know. You think you're all good. You won't know. And no, I don't mess with newcomers no more. I've learned my lesson. Yeah, listen. You won't get exactly what you're supposed to get if you mess with one. Trust and believe. You laughing because y'all know I'm telling the truth. You won't get exactly what you're gonna believe. You're gonna get exactly what you asked for. You know, so for me, I had to get the sponsor, you know, and I had to trust God, and then I had to take this big 4th step. And I don't know about y'all, you know, now we got a lot of literature out, you know, I'm indebted to the literature, but I come out of the Basic Text Old School Recovery. Okay. You know, this where it's at. So step 4, you know, searching and fearless moral inventory. And you know, what I understand about step 4 is that it says here that step 4, get my pages here, it says the purpose of a searching and fearless moral inventory is to sort through the confusion and contradiction of your lives so we can find out who we really are. I never knew who the hell I really was. Tell you the goddamn truth, I never really knew who I was. I just thought I was some worthless piece of shit. that God had no use for me. And I did a lot of things, man, to a lot of people. A lot of things was done to me. I didn't understand it. And they had secrets. And I'm telling y'all, they used to say, everything ain't for the rooms. And I said, you a lie. And if I just went out here and robbed the bank, which I'm not going to do, I'm not going to come in and tell y'all because y'all going to snitch. I know what you're going to do. I'm talking about them 30-year-old secrets, man, that caused you trauma all during your life. And one of the first secrets I had to tell was that I was molested when I was a kid. You know, and I couldn't tell nobody. Like I said, I come out of a family system that was dysfunctional. And I consider a dysfunctional family is not a family that doesn't have coping skills to deal with this madness. Because I believe if I would have went home and told my parent, my mother, she probably would have gave me a pie. You know, here, motherfucker, yeah, I don't want to deal with your feelings. You know? But that's where I learned all this shit at, right in the family. So the same thing happened to me I did to other people. Because of mine, I had to prove to myself that I was a man. You know, and really, I've learned in Narcotics Anonymous what really a man is. So when doing this fourth step, I wanted to get an accurate picture of who I was, good, bad, and indifferent. And I had to list some of the patterns, because I do everything in a pattern, you know. If I lie, cheat, or steal. You can lock up from a thief, but a lie will steal it and lie about it. Lie, I don't care who tell it. Don't care. I trick a cop, I masturbate it, then I make love to my wife. Evil or. Ice cream and sex is great. You know, just crazy. Because I didn't want to feel. I didn't want to deal. And let me tell you something. It's all inside here. It's down in your soul. It wasn't until I wasn't able to go down here and talk about how I really felt. I thought that, one of the misconceptions that I thought that I had a large penis. And the girls would tell me that, you know, oh, you got it. And I would say, really? And they say, yeah. And what that was doing, that was making me feel good. But what was happening, I had a hole in my soul, Ron, and that was a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know? You know, and I said, whose is it? And they say, it's yours. I guess so is mine. You right here with me? I'm talking about 40 years of doing that shit, man. I am tired, y'all. 40 years of doing the wrong damn thing over and over and over again. So in step five, I had to, you know, tell my sponsor. You know, I had to tell him, you know, and in step six, I'm coming to God. And why we have problems with step six, y'all, and I hope y'all not like me, because I had problems with step six because I haven't worked a thorough second step. Because when I come to believe, I'm going to be entirely ready. That's the bottom line. And in step seven, I come to God. God help me. Please help me. And if you don't know, then you don't know. And when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you come to God. That's the only one that can relieve you. And what I found out in step seven was that, you know, he removed some of my defects of character, but some of them are right there to let me know you need to continue to pray. Eighth step, I made that list. You know, get a sponsor now, y'all. You know, try to do this shit on your own, because you're going to be in some trouble, you know. Because I know we know a lot of shit, you know, and it sounds good, you know. You know, it sounds good, and we want to go out here and, you know, run back to the dope man and tell him, oh, man, I don't want to ran off with your package and all that shit. That's what we want to do, you know, because we say we make a list, but what a sponsor will do will guide you through the steps. You know, there's a reason why you have to do 1, 2, and 3 before you do step 8. You know, and if you read step 9, it talks about, you know, restoration to sanity is effectively dealing with people. Step 9. So in my 9th step, what did I do? I had to make amends to my wife. Yes, I'm married. I wasn't. Well, anyway. And she passed on. And on her dying bed, I had to walk up to her and I say, honey, I said, I was an asshole. But anybody that knows me and knows my wife knew that I took care of that woman. I paid, y'all, to take care of her. And then she used to tell me that I was a male chauvinist pig. And she told me that the only reason why she married me, because she felt sorry for me. You know, but the way she was living, I knew she loved me. I knew she loved me the way she was living, because she didn't want for nothing. You know, even when y'all told me not to give her my money, And I told her, when I was new in the program, they say, I said, went on, I said, honey, I said, them people in NA told me they don't give you my money. They said, well, you better stop going there. So I was confused. I was confused, Ron. I was confused. So I had to get a sponsor. And I got the sponsor, and what I'm finding out is that you all are teaching me how to manage my money, take care of myself. Because I didn't care. The only thing I would do, give her the money, as long as I had enough money to cop, I was all right. You know, step nine, and people always say, well, where did you put yourself at on the list? You need to get you a sponsor. That's what you need. You know, don't try to do this shit by yourself. And the first thing my sponsor told me, he said, Kenny, the guy that molested you, put him on the list. And I said, what? I said, what? He said, because he didn't know. I said, God damn it. And then he said, my sponsor, he said, if you forgive him, then possibly you can be forgiven for some of the shit that you did. And I done some shit. I done some stuff, man. And let me tell you, it ain't pretty. Because when you trapped, when you locked, and when you caught in the grip, you are driven. You say, no, I'm not going to do that no more. Many times I cried out, I'm not going to do this no more. I go over there and I give my daughter money, you know, give her a check to buy kids Christmas stuff. And what do? I was using so bad, I beat the check to the bank, took the money out. She go to the bank looking like a fool. And I came up with that saying, well, it's going to be all right. Yeah. So, and then I had to make amends on my job. I still got my good government job. After 44 years of being there, I know they want my black ass out in there. And that's okay. I make good money, I ain't going nowhere. Because y'all told me as long as I come to Narcotics Anonymous, I'll have my job because you're going to teach me how to keep my mouth shut. Because I don't run nothing. One thing I run is my mouth. And when them white folks say good morning, Ken, I say good morning. Yeah. I got a mortgage to pay, shit. I like living indoors. I'm not battling heat with two tiny fans. I'm not eating that welfare cheese. Hey, yeah. You know, so now we on step 10. You know, and this is my favorite step now because when I was called and asked to do this meeting, I made a decision that I'm going to actively work step 10. And let me tell you something. I don't know, it may have been 2 months ago. I was doing good. I was doing great. I was going, but boy, this week, whew, I had all kind of offers. I almost cut somebody out. Almost went out of character. Because I know better. I just don't want to do better sometimes. Because I want what I want when I want, just like this fucking pig here, man. Some of y'all say, oh, you shouldn't cuss when you shit. That's not spiritual. I got a loving God and you ain't it. Now you get one.
That's right.
You know? Right. You know, and I feel like that, you know, that we all have some piggish in us, you know? And my definition of a pig is playful, immature, and greedy. And in some area, you are greedy. In some area, if you're not, you wouldn't be in Narcotics Anonymous. Something, y'all know my story. My thing is ice cream and sex and good food and, you know, and all that shit. And my man told me I smoked too many cigars. How about I should go to a 12-step program for cigars and all that crazy shit. One damn thing, I ain't buying no rocks. I ain't standing in line. Wait right here, I'll be right back. When the fuck don't you let me go? You ain't got to come back. And then what make me mad, they want to call me Slim. You know? Man, that's cool. Slim, wait right here, Slim. I'm damn near 300 pounds. You will call me Slim. So I've been actively trying to work step 10, y'all, and it's been kicking my ass. It's been really kicking my ass because I can't do what I want to do. I can't do what I want to because I know better. I know better, man. And when you know better, you are expected to do better. To whom much is given, much is expected. So I love Narcotics Anonymous because they told me that I can have anything in here I want, a castle or a hut. And I know me, I want a castle, you know. I love traveling, you know, because, and I never traveled nowhere until I came to Narcotics Anonymous. I was a loner, man. I used to stay in our house, and I stay in the house in my room smoking. And in my mind, I was going all over the world. And then one of my sponsors told me, he said, Kenny, you need to go on an NA world tour. And I said, what the hell you mean an NA world tour? And I started coming to conventions. I said, damn. And then I started going across the country, across that water. I had to get a passport, Ron. They told me, get your passport. Huh? Me? Get your passport. And I go and I see 5,000 people that's just like me trying to hear this message, trying to recover from this disease of addiction that's trying to kill your ass. Ain't no cure for this motherfucking disease. And just because you've been clean 28 years, don't think, Kenny, that you out of the woods, because this disease will manifest itself in another area that's not even, don't have nothing, a damn thing to do with using drugs. It's in my thinking. And my thinking dictates how I behave. All defects of character stem from self-centered fear. So you either work that shit out or you act it out. And it's not until you can laugh at that dumb, crazy shit that you're doing in recovery that you're going to start getting better. And I made a lot of dumb mistakes, and let me tell you something. Y'all know, I probably done the same shit. If you get honest, and you want to get honest with me, because you told me to thy own self be true. You know, and so I'm living better now than I've ever lived in my whole entire life. You know, I just had a birthday too, you know, 64. Yeah, man, you know, this disease don't let you live that goddamn long. You got people trying it for the first time and knocking them brains out. Yeah, I did that shit for over 20 years. You know, why? Why am I still here? They got, what that stuff they got out here now? Scooby snacks and loud and that shit. Woo! No. So, and on this, this 10th tradition, you know, it's like, for me, it's like, I don't have to tell you that I'm in Narcotics Anonymous, because it's none of your damn business, for one. And I don't have to argue with you about Narcotics Anonymous work. You know it's work. Because once you get a taste of this right here, let me tell you something. You get a taste of this thing here, and I don't know when you're going to get your taste, but when you get a taste of this thing here, you ain't got to argue with nobody about it. You ain't got to go out here and tell people. You ain't got to promote this program. People going to know. And how they know that something is working different in my life at my job? Because I sometimes am a model employee. I am. I'm gonna say this. You know. I remember. Okay, we got 5 minutes. Good. You know, I remember one year. You know, I was at work, and they had us in this cage area working, right? And it was about 4 or 5 of us in there, and I was the oldest one in there, and the young guy was in there. And all the white guys, they were standing out there, you know, on the loading dock. And of course, what did they say to me? They said, hey man, this Black History Month, look at that, they got us in a cage. I said, look, motherfucker, I got a mortgage, but fuck you. I ain't fucking with them people. No, I'm not. No, I got a mortgage, man. Because ain't nobody going to pay that mortgage. Let me tell you something, ain't nobody going to pay my mortgage. Right. Nobody. Nobody. I like, you know, I like to eat. I like to eat good. I like to love jewelry. And if I lose my job, I know I ain't gonna have no woman if I lose my job. I don't get down how good I make love. That don't mean shit. No money, no honey. You think I'm lying? You know, huh? No money, no honey. Love don't pay no bills. I don't care how many times you can get up and get down. No. Because anybody could do that. And in closing, a monkey will take money. If he don't have no pockets, he'll take some money. Thank you, Tyler.